بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Returning then back, Ikhwan, to our brief sittings with the book of the great Imam, Imam al-Bukhari, his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad. We, in yesterday's session, discussed that which was related to the station of one's father, and that which is related to having bir and being dutiful to one's father. In this session, we move on to the following chapter, and that is the statement of the Imam, Babulin al-Kalam liwalidayhi, the chapter concerning speaking softly to one's parents. He mentioned, حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا إسماعيل بن إبراهيم قال حدثنا زياد بن مخراق قال حدثني تيسلة بن مياس قال كنت مع النجدات وأصبت ذنوبا لا أراها إلا من الكبائر فذكرت ذلك لابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال ما هي قلت كذا وكذا قال ليست هذه من الكبائر هن تسع الإشراك بالله وقتل نسمة والفرار من الزحف وقذف المحصنة وأكل الربا وأكل مال اليتيم وإلحاد في المسجد والذي يستسخر بكاء والذي يستسخر وبكاء الوالدين من العقوق. قال لي ابن عمر أتفرق النار وتحب أن تدخل الجنة قلت إي والله قال أحي والدك قلت عندي أمي قال فوالله لو ألنت لها الكلام وأطعمتها الطعام لتدخلن الجنة ما اجتنبت الكبائر. In this hadith, Imam al-Bukhari, he mentions that which is related to lean al-kalam, yani being soft in one's speech to one's parents, and the fact that in it is, or it is from the causes of a person entering Jannah. He mentions his chain of narration going back to Taysala ibn Mayyas, who was from the Tabi'een, who was a person who he describes himself as being minan najdat. He said, kuntu minan najdat. I used to be from the najdat. I used to be from the najdat. And the najdat are the followers of Najda ibn Amir al-Khariji al-Ma'ruf, who was an individual who was from the leaders of one of the groups of the Khawarij, who were named and known as Al-Najdat. He said, I used to be from among the Najdat. He said, and I committed a sin that I did not consider except being from among the Kabair, from among the major sins. He said, so I mentioned that to Ibn Umar, and he said, what is it? Yani, what is that sin? He said, قُلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. He said, so I said to him, it is such and such and such and such. And so he said, indeed, that is not from the kabair. They are nine. Al-ishraku billah, making shirk with Allah, to kill a human being, to flee from the battlefield on the day that the armies meet, وَقَدْفَ الْمُحْصَنَةِ, yani to accuse, to wrongly accuse a chaste woman of an illicit action, وَأَكْلُ riba, and to consume riba, interest, وَأَكْلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ, to consume the wealth of an orphan, وَإِلْحَادٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, and that a person commits ilhad, any heresy, in the masjid. And he went on to mention, وَالَّذِي يَسْتَسْخِرُ, and those who يَسْتَسْخِرُ. Those who يستسخر من يعني الاستسخار من السخرية, that is, that a person belittles an individual, or he ridicules. That to ridicule and to belittle from the major sins. He said, وَبُكَاءُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ مِنَ الْعُقُوقِ, and that your parents cry due to you being disobedient to them. He said, وَقَالَ لِي إِبْنِ عُمَرْ أَتَفْرَقُ النَّارِ. He said, do you fear the fire? وَتُحِبُّ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and do you wish to enter Jannah? So I said, إِيْوَاللَّهِ. He said, yes, by Allah. إِيْوَاللَّهِ means indeed, يعني certainly, by Allah. And I do, I fear the fire and I wish to enter Jannah. قال أحي والدك, he said, is your father alive? And so he said, my mother is alive. قال فوالله, so he responded by saying, by Allah, لو ألنت لها الكلام, if you were soft in speech to her, وأطعمتها الطعام, and you fed her food, then indeed you will enter Jannah as long as you avoid the major sins. And so in this hadith, Ikhwan, hadith Azim, Sheikh Nasir declares the hadith authentic. And it is a hadith wherein Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, narration, when Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, he explains the major sins, and then he makes mention of the great station of being dutiful to one's parents. Concerning the hadith, Sheikhna, Sheikh Zaid, he mentioned al-athar, the narration actually, al-athar fihi fatwa, ahli al-ilm, wal-hikmah wal-hilm. He said, in it, in the narration, is the fatwa, yani the verdict of the people of knowledge, and it has in it wisdom and forbearance. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُقَنِّطُونَ النَّاسَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, and the fact that they do not cause the people to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani they do not cause the people to despair the mercy of Allah. He mentions, ويعلمون أن أفضل الأعمال التي يتقرب بها العبد إلى الله عز وجل من حقوق الخلق بر الوالدين. And they inform the people of the fact that from the greatest of the actions that a person may draw closer to Allah عز وجل, from the rights that are related to the creation, is that a person is dutiful to his parents. الذي يتجلى في إطعامهم الطعام عند الحاجة وفي من الكلام. And that is made manifest in feeding them when they are in need for that, and in being soft in one's speech, and likewise fi muasat, and it likewise is manifest in consoling them and taking care of their needs. Wal haqiqatu anna al walid la yukallifu awlada, and the reality is that the walid or the parent does not overburden his children. He should not overburden his children. سَوَاءً أَكَانُوا ذُكُورًا أَمْ إِنَاثًا, whether or not they are male or female. And so, while it is a command to be dutiful to one's parents, the parent does not take liberties as it relates to the command and the right that is due to them. That is, he mentioned, he does not overburden his children. مَا يَسُقَّ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيُعَنِّتُهُمْ, it doesn't make it difficult for them and place upon them great burdens. But رُبَّمَا يَرْأَفُ بِهِمْ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ رِئْفَتِهِمْ أَوْ رَأْفَتِهِمْ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَا هِيَ طَبِيعَةِ الْإِنسَانِ الْبَشَرِي. He said, rather, it is possible that that individual is more merciful to them, yani to his parents, to his children, than he is to himself. And that is the nature of mankind. Rather, he mentioned, in fact, it is not only the nature of mankind, it is the nature and the tabi'a of even the animals, al-hayawan. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَوَانِ يَرْفَقُ بِوَلَدِهِ كَمَا أَخْبَرَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم بِقَوْلِ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنْزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ يَتَرَاحَمُونَ بِهَا حَتَّى إِنَّ الدَّابَّةَ لَتَرْفَعُ حَافِرَهَا خَشْيَةَ أَنْ تَطَأَ وَلَدَهَا. He mentioned, just as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has 100 portions of mercy, or 100 portions of rahmah. And this here is a reference, ikhwan, to the created mercy. Ahlul Sunnah hold and believe that mercy is of two types. That mercy that is created by Allah Azza wa Jal and is placed within His creation and among them, and will be distributed by Allah Azza wa Jal, is distributed in the dunya, and will be distributed in the hereafter. And there is a mercy that is from the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sifatul rahmah, which is from the eternal characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this hadith here refers to the created mercy. He mentions that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has 100 rahmah, 100 portions of mercy that He sent down to His or that He sent down from them, one portion to the people of the earth. يَتَرَحَمُونَ بِهَا, and they are merciful to each other on the basis of that. He said, to the extent that the animal will lift his hoof out of fear that he is going to step on and harm his child. يقول الشيخ وهذه من الرحمة فكيف بالإنسان الذي أعطاه الله العقل وأعطاه القلب وأعطاه من الفهم ما لم يكن لغيره من المخلوقات فهو أزكاهم عقلا وأثقلهم حملا. Yeah, this is from the mercy that Allah has created within those animals. So what then about mankind, the one who Allah Azza wa Jal has instilled within him aql and has given him a heart and a qalb and has given him understanding and given him understanding of things that he has not given to other than him from among the makhluqat, from among the creation. And so they are the purest in terms of their intellect and they have the heaviest burden upon them. And so then the Sheikh, he summarizes some of the benefits that are present within the hadith. He mentions, firstly, مشروعية السؤال عن مسائل العلم ولا يجوز أن يسأل عنها إلا العالم. He mentions here the prescribed nature of asking concerning issues of ilm, issues of knowledge, and that it is not permissible to ask except the alim, and except the alim from among the ulama, and that is the station, no doubt, of the alim. And ask for concerning those issues that are difficult to understand, difficult and unclear, the origin is that one asks the alim. And no doubt, ikhwan, the masail and the issues of the deen are of different levels and of different types. From those issues, there are those issues that are from the basic badahiyat of the religion. And that a person may ask someone who is from the people who are known for study or known to be a student of knowledge, talib, if the issue is from the more simple affairs. And then the more complicated issues, those masail, and those issues that are unclear, that one asks the alim. He mentioned, secondly, وجوب الخوف من الذنوب التي يترتب عليها العقوبات العاجلة والآجلة وأن منها كبائر ومنها صغائر محقرات مع البيان أن الكبائر ذات خطر عظيم فيجب الحذر من الوقوع فيها. The second issue is the compulsory nature of fearing sins, those sins that have upon them uqubat, punishments that are received by an individual, hastened punishments, and those punishments that he receives in the dunya and in the hereafter. And that from them there are sins that are kaba'ir, major. From them there are sins that are minor. And the clarification of the fact that the major sins are extremely dangerous, and it is a must that a person is cautious of falling into them. Thirdly, he mentions wujub al-bir lil-walidayn wa khususan al-um lima laha min azim al-huquq. He said that thirdly, we have the compulsory nature of being dutiful to one's parents, specifically one's mother, because of that which she has upon you from great right, and the walid or the father, his right does not compare to her right. Fourth, bayan anna al-bir aw anna birr al-walidayn min al-asbab al-azima litadkhul aw lidukhul al-jannah. The fourth issue is the clarification of the fact that being dutiful to one's parents is from the great reasons and causes of a person entering Jannah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضى وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.